with me this morning is Kevin McDougall from 5K Events, who is a little tired this morning.
running a little low.
His band was playing at State Fair last night. What's the band's name?
Past Midnight. So, yeah, we play around here quite a bit. We played at Salmonorama. We were at Fifth Street Yacht Club. And we'll be at our Hot Harbor Nights show on September 11th, which this week we've got a great act called Shameless Place playing tonight at Hot Harbor Nights. So it's a free Music in the Park series that we've been doing all summer. So hope to see you all come out.
Okay. Yeah. what time did you get home last night?
Midnight.
Oh, what a trooper.
Yeah. We played from 6 to 10 and then got out of there 11-ish. And then, yeah.
Let me guess. Lead guitar or rhythm guitar?
No, I'm a singer.
Oh, so, you don't play any guitar?
Well, no, not anymore. I used to be a pretty fair rhythm player now.
Rhythm guitar? Okay.
I say I'm a master of all the classroom instruments, you know, the tambourine, the cowbell, the shaker.
Oh, I can do that.
The Tracy Partridge triangle, you know.
Well, my brother played every instrument there is. Yeah. He plays guitar, he plays organ, he played the clarinet, he could play clarinet. And he played with some of the biggest bands. He played with Little Anthony the Imperials, Benny King, Ruby and the Romantics, the Shirelles, the Chiffons. The Crystals, Jay and the Americans. He played with all of them.
Oh, Jay and the Americans.
Because he was able to read music.
Yeah.
That's and a when they used to art. Come to the, you know, the venues they were playing, not these are, you know, clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
And they used to hand him the sheet music. Yep. See you at 7.
That's all you got to do.
But a lot of those groups in the 60s, they don't know how to read music.
Oh, no.
Well, my brother did.
Yeah.
And he was able to work with the band. And by the time they hit the stage, it was like they had 20 rehearsals.
Yeah, I envy that talent.
Yeah, he was only 18 years old, 17 wow. and 18 when he was doing it.
But my talent is I'm a big show off. That's my talent.
Well, my talent is I want to play an instrument. So my wife said, I'll teach you piano.
Okay.
So I'm starting to learn. I just don't practice enough.
Yeah.
And I can play with my right hand fine. It's playing with your left hand and your right hand because they're different. They're different staffs on there. One's a bass staff and one's a G clef staff.
Yeah.
And so I've got it where I can do it in limited, you know, stuff, but I could do it now. Look at the music and not look at the keys.
Yeah,
but if I practice more, I'd be
takes time.
I'd be Liberace, but no unfortunately, doubt. I'm not. By the way, my brother went to see Lady Gaga in concert several years ago.
Oh, she's a tremendous musician.
All it was her and a piano on stage for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's all she did. She did show tunes. She did everything.
Yeah.
And he said I could have sat here for 4 hours listening to her on the piano.
Yeah, if you've ever heard the stuff she did with Tony Bennett, it's pretty amazing.
And she's what a musical talent. All right. Well, I'm not performing anywhere, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, 5K Events, for people that don't know, you book some of you book all the venues in Racine, like Festival Hall, Festival Park, Memorial Hall.
Correct.
So you do all those.
We are the stewards of all three of those venues that we call the Racine Civic Center.
The trustees.
Yes, exactly that. So we take care of it on behalf of the city of Racine and all of our fine citizenry.
Well, Memorial Hall was the site almost 100 years ago. It was 98 and a half years ago. The site to the very first broadcast of WRJN.
Yes.
There was
amazing.
A live orchestra on stage.
Uh-huh.
And for the first time, they turned on the transmitter, and that's what went on the air from Memorial Hall.
Yeah. Last November, it celebrated its 100th anniversary.
Yep. We're getting there.
Yep.
Next year, we start our 100th year here.
Okay. Yeah. So, Memorial Hall was 100 years old last November.
And I feel like 100, even though I'm not. Okay. So you're booking all events. Now, we have something new this year at Festival Park. It's the Racine Concert Band every Sunday night. They have two more concerts left.
Yep, 2 weeks left.
The 10th and the 17th.
Yep.
And this is the first year for decades they were at the Racine Zoo. Uh-huh. And then they changed and they went to Festival Park. Actually, they went to the tent outside where you generally have the beer served.
Yeah.
Then they went inside. And then they're outside for the rest of the year.
Now we have the outside tent. So, yeah, I mean, it's been going really well. We've been really thrilled with it. You know, we're kind of getting in a groove to where we've got a routine down, not only us at the park, but the folks in the band and everything. So things are running pretty smoothly, and the shows have been amazing. I always look forward to the guest performers every week. Not only, you know, the band itself are fantastic, but the guest soloists, I always look forward to
aren't they good?
Instrumentalists or vocalists. you know, that type of training is impressive.
And they all sing in a foreign language when they do opera. Yeah. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
I have trouble with English, and they're doing Italian. Okay, coming up tomorrow is the Fiesta de Latino.
Yeah, Fiesta de Latino. That opens tomorrow afternoon, and just the full weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, terrific Hispanic music that's coming from all over the country, Texas, you know, other parts of the United States, and just some tremendous bands. You know, great Latin culture, celebrating all the Latin cultures here in Racine. And we're very excited. We think that's probably going to be one of our biggest events of the year.
Wow. Yeah. It's coming up
starting tomorrow afternoon. Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Okay. Then you've got the Racine Tavern League coming in on the 16th.
Yeah, the Racine Tavern League, Racine Beer Czar, is celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Tavern League of Wisconsin, which was actually originated in Racine in 1935. So that very powerful lobby that represents all the tavern owners in the state of Wisconsin originated in Racine. So we're going to have a day of sampling of just, cocktail concoctions by many of the bars here in town, some great music from a band called Conviction and another band called Stone Theory. So really excited about both those bands. Conviction has played at Hot Harbor Nights. Stone Theory played at Harbor Fest. And one of the guys in Stone Theory is actually a percussionist with the Racine Concert Band. So you might see him tinkling on either the drum kit or the xylophone or the marimba. So he's with the Racine Concert Band as well.
Everybody in that band has 20 gigs going on.
Oh, yeah.
They're all in other bands all over the area.
Absolutely.
I mean, I work at one radio station. I don't know how these.
Well, there's a saying around our park that if you're under the age of 60, you're in a band. Everybody in this town is in a band.
I tried to learn different instruments. I just didn't have the talent my brother has.
Yeah.
He's very talented. I just couldn't do it. One of the things is I don't practice enough.
Yeah, it's time consuming.
It is, and I don't do it. My wife says, I didn't hear the piano today. Yeah. Are you practicing?
No, myself, I take weekly vocal lessons.
You know, do you still?
2 hours every Tuesday night.
Really?
For years, yeah.
What are you, going for the Pavarotti sound, or what are you going for?
Well, just try. I say I have my voice teacher turned me from a karaoke hack into a real singer.
So. Well, good for him.
It's her. She's amazing. It's her.
Well, good. All right, summer's over, and we move into Bacon and Brews. I keep saying summer's over. It sounds so depressing.
Yeah, Bacon and Brews Fest is another amazing event that
September
we're working
6th.
On. September 5th and 6th.
Okay.
So Friday and Saturday. And this is something that we're partnering with our friends at the Racine Journal-Times with. They did a similar event out in Walworth County for many, many years. And then this year, they moved it to the Walworth County Fairgrounds. They had been in Lake Geneva, moved it to the Walworth County Fairgrounds, and decided they wanted to try their hand at bringing it to Racine a little later on in the season. So we're in the middle of planning that. We could still use some more food vendors for that. If you're interested, reach out to us at festivalpark.com if you're interested in vending. You're just looking for some sort of bacon-centric item on your menu along with your regular menu. We'll have some craft beers. We have some amazing music that we're looking forward to. So the headliner on Friday night is a band from Chicago called the Shagadelics, which is a 70s disco tribute.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then Saturday night, the headliner is a yacht rock tribute act out of Kenosha called Easy FM. And so we're looking forward to that as well.
I do work at other stations, but one of them has a yacht rock weekend thing.
Sure.
When did that all start? Where'd that term come from?
Yeah, you know, there's a great documentary on HBO right now, and it shows kind of the bands or the artists that yacht rock kind of sprung from, and it's Steely Dan and it's Toto.
But where'd they get the name from?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of that breezy, early 80s mellow rock stuff. I think that's where, and it just kind of got that connotation. It is a really interesting, like Christopher Cross is one of their core artists.
They were yacht.
No.
I mean, they could have picked sailboat music.
They could have picked just about anything.
Wave music. They could have picked anything. Yacht.
Yeah.
I remember when I first heard that, I said to the manager of the station, I said, what is yacht rock?
Yeah.
Because it was a couple of years back.
And I said, Sirius XM has a station that's very
yacht rock.
Very popular.
Okay.
It's interesting that documentary, because they go through, the bands like Steely Dan and Toto. Well, Donald Fagen from Steely Dan is not a fan. One of the producers called him for an interview, and he politely told him to
get lost.
By the way, Donald Fagen, Walter Becker, Steely Dan. But before they were Steely Dan, they had another group.
Yes.
Who was the drummer?
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase was the drummer.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if he was the drummer or if he played keys.
No, but, he was the drummer. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And he left in. Might have been good for him.
Yeah,
you know. He had a good career.
Chose his path.
Yeah, he had a good career. So Bacon and Brews Fest is September 5th and 6th of Bippity-Boppity Bacon. There's a comedian that says, if it wasn't for bacon, nobody would ever have heard of water chestnuts.
That's true. That's very true. That's the only time I eat them. I even pick them out of my Asian food. So.
Only because they wrap it in anything. If you don't want somebody to eat, if you want to eat something, wrap it in bacon. Yep. They'll have it every
time. It'll sell.
All right, Stand Down is coming up September 13th. Now, what is this?
Yeah, Stand Down is a great event that we do with the Racine County Veterans Outreach, and it helps veterans, whether they're just struggling with organizing their benefits. Some of these guys are unfortunately homeless, and so we have all kinds of advocacy groups that will have displays and be able to do outreach with some of these folks. And then we also have a huge amount of items to give away, coats, gloves, hats, boots, personal care items, things like that, that, veterans will be able to come in and take away with them, as well as consult with these different agencies that can help them with whatever they need. So that is a tremendous event.
Here's a big one. Party on the Pavement.
Party on the Pavement.
Now, this got started because they tore downtown streets apart.
Right.
They ripped it to shreds. It was all dirt.
Yeah.
And it's not good for the businesses down there because people don't want to schlep through all the dirt and the mud.
Sure.
Then they built this beautiful concrete road.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day they had it done, they closed it down to cars.
Yeah. Let people spill beer and other things.
So we had a guy working with us. He's no longer with us, Tom Kramer. And he said, it's the oddest thing. They built this brand new road for cars. And the first thing he did was say, no cars.
Yeah. Nope. Can't drive on it.
And we were broadcasting for the very first Party on the Pavement, and it was spectacular.
Yeah.
It still is. Yeah.
It really is. It's, it goes from 6th Street to Main Street down to State Street. So, the street is closed off, live music, food, all the retailers along the way have, various, specials and things like that.
Like rides for kids in the middle of the street.
They do.
They have bands at the far north end.
Yeah, over the place.
They got the bands there. They had a dunk tank one year, and it was freezing cold. It was in October. They held it. And these kids, I guess from the high school, were in there, and she was shivering, and they kept knocking her in the tank. And I said, man, you got to get this girl. She's shivering.
Sure.
It was freezing outside, and she's soaking wet.
Yeah.
But people said, here you go.
Yeah. Well, I know the Case Palm Squad often has a little booth called a Pie a Palm, where people pay money to hit these little girls in the face with a cream pie.
Oh, how cruel.
my goddaughter had done it for a couple years when she was with
money.
You got to have a little fun with it.
Party on the Pavement, September 20th this year. They used to happen at the beginning of October, but it's a little warmer in.
Yeah, amazing. In recent years, the weather has been tremendous. We get lucky with our weather here in September. Our summer may start late, but it goes pretty deep into September, so.
September 27th, Bark in the Park. It's got to have something to do with dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It is everything to do with dogs and dog people and dog services. So the entire park will be filled with those types of things. So, that's always a fun event. You know, there's... just various services, vet services that have displays and anything that you might need to, keep your dog happy and healthy.
Who's going to do the pooper scooper concession?
Not this cowboy.
There'll be a lot of it. You got a lot of dogs. You'll need a lot of pooper scoopers.
As I recall last year, the people kept it policed up pretty good.
Yeah,
so
they
people are pretty good about it.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Bark in the Park, September 27th. Let's move on to October. The Lighthouse Quilters Guild. This is a quilt show. This is inside at Festival Hall, October 4th and 5th.
Mm-hmm. October 4th and 5th. You know, it's all things quilting, and actually, it is quite the thing with a certain group of people that this is their second year for that, and it's just tremendous. If that is part of your lifestyle. you know, come on out and learn everything about it and pick up some new tips and meet some folks. Yeah.
My wife is everything Lighthouse. My sister-in-law is the same way. Everything. Yeah. I don't know what this is. People get this bugaboo about the lighthouses. So when the Downtown Racine Corporation did their summer things where they, now they have butterflies out there downtown. Mm-hmm. Yep. The first one was lighthouses, and these were working lighthouses, and they're about, you know, CEI.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
So we bought one.
Okay.
And it was ironic, but it was the one that WRJN sponsored. We didn't know that at the time. So we have it in our living room. And we have blankets we bought at Milliger's, which have all the Wisconsin lighthouses on them, quilted into them, like quilting. Yeah. And it's amazing. I'm not into lighthouses, but people who are, they love it. Now, the one thing I am not into is doing that lighthouse thing where they climb the lighthouse up and down.
Might try that.
Oh, come on. I'll have an ambulance standing by.
At least pretty interesting, actually.
We'll have one of those defibrillators.
Yeah. Everybody clear?
I remember somebody said to me, are you going to do the Empire State Building run? You got to be kidding.
No, that's what elevators are
for. If the elevators are broken, I don't go. Yeah. I'll cancel my appointment for the day. You're kidding me. But there are people that do that.
You know, there's an October event that you might not have on there that we just got recently. It's October 25th at Memorial Hall. It is the United States Concealed Carry Delta Defense Gun Legal Seminar. So, it is Saturday, October 25th at Memorial Hall. So anybody that's interested in learning about things leading up to if you ever have to use your weapon, anything like that, a lot of other displays and seminars and things like that. So it's going to be hosted by one of the top legal defense attorneys in the country that gives an amazing talk during that. So that's one thing that you don't have on your notes there that we just put together. So
I have old information?
Actually, this is very, very, very new. Very new.
So we're breaking, it's breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Okay, October 16th, Building Hope Habitat for Humanity's Gala at Festival Hall.
Yeah, that's something that we've been having for quite a while. It benefits Habitat for Humanity, which, as everybody knows, does amazing work here in Racine and all over the country. So it's something that, if you want to, give and participate in the Habitat for Humanity, you can, buy tickets for the gala and attend and, feel good doing it. Doing good ain't got no end.
I always think of Jimmy Carter when he was in his mid-80s.
Yeah, he was out there slinging the hammer. Yeah.
He was in his mid-80s hammering. Yeah. I bring the hammer up from the basement. I said, I'm exhausted. I'll wait till tomorrow to do the hammering. Oh, I have to hammer one nail on the porch. And this guy was in his 80s building homes out there.
Yeah, he was one of the founders of it, yeah.
Okay, then you've got the NAACP banquet, the 75th Annual Freedom Fund Banquet. That's coming up at Festival Hall October 17th next day.
Yep, so get your tickets for that. Tickets for any of these events can be found on festivalpark.com. Just go to the events page and click upcoming events and you'll see the platform and pick your event. And then there's a little ticket link there. So
the Gaming Vault Convention.
Yeah. Gaming is, of course, anybody that's into any type of gaming, it has some sales of, gaming systems and different seminars and talks and just general camaraderie amongst the gaming community. So
they have Pong.
Probably.
My ex-wife has it. We had the original Pong game console. It was one console. All the ball did was go back and forth.
Yeah.
And you had two things. You could either play with two players or you can play with one player.
Yep.
And if the speaker was right there in the console, and she still got it.
Sure.
I hope you didn't throw it out.
Yeah.
My daughter has one of the. Her and her husband have these big high space chairs.
Yeah.
And they have the big screen, and they play people all over the country.
Yeah. My son's into those things. Oh, like Fortnite.
And, yeah, but she's 45 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should be into that.
Yeah, she grew up with that, though.
All right. Yeah. She grew up with Super Mario Brothers. Tell you a quick story. So I'm playing Super Mario, and I got through all the worlds.
Uh-huh.
And I called my wife and said, I got through. She said, what are you talking about? I got through. I had a little cheater thing you could put in there.
Okay.
And it gave you all the powers you wanted.
Yeah.
And so I cheated, but I got to it. Okay. The Coming Together Racine. Now, this is on October 25th, too, or is that moved?
That's on the same day.
Oh, it is on the same day.
Yeah, we can accommodate many events at Racine Civic Center. That is actually going to be at Festival Hall.
Okay. And the one of the big ones, Festival of Trees. That's like,
yes.
That's legendary.
Yeah, Festival of Trees. It's something we're working on right now. And it is a display from November 25th through December 6th, where, you know, various local, you know, companies and retailers will, you know, decorate trees with their maybe the theme of their business, and then they are ultimately raffled off to benefit.
Yeah, I know.
To benefit.
It's really good.
Charities of their choice, and so you can actually go on to festivalpark.com and go to Festival Trees, and then there's all the information as to how to sponsor a tree, and there's so many amazing things that go along with it. There's going to be a full calendar of events that happen each day throughout November 21st and December 6th. So a lot of room for more trees. I know we're in August and people aren't necessarily thinking about Christmas yet, but you know, Milliger's is our partner on this. And if you do sponsor a tree, that, you know, we acquire the tree for you and it is completely lit, so you don't have to worry about stringing the lights on it. And we'll set a day at Festival Hall where you and your volunteers can come decorate it.
And one more,
and have some fun.
And one more event we got to get to now, Racine Turkey Trot, and that'll take us up to December. That's November 27th.
Yeah, Turkey Trot is one of our 5K events. That it's exactly that. It's a 5K run, walk, competitive for in men and women's divisions. So it you have to bundle up a little bit, probably, you know, go run off your turkey meal and.
I'm not running anywhere.
Yeah, head into the holiday season in good shape. So,
all right. Kevin McDougall, 5K events. If somebody wants to get the calendar I'm looking at, how do they do it?
Festivalpark.com.
I remember that. Can't remember where I left my keys, but I can remember that.
Right.
Festivalpark.com. Kevin McDougall from 5K events. You guys do a great job. You're keeping
you
that so place, much. Keeping the lights on.
You bet.
At Festival Hall.
And it's great
Festival
to see
Park
you every
Memorial
Sunday
Hall.
At Racine Concert Band. So.
Yeah. And one more time, the name of your band?
Past Midnight.
And they're playing at the third tonight.
Well, actually, we are playing this event, but we don't play till September 11th,
okay.
The last week of the series. Tonight's act is Shameless Place. So gates open at 5, music starts at 6, and come on out. Weather's going to be fantastic.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Kevin.
You
see you next month. Yeah, see you next month. We'll go over this list again.